This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, this intention, what is it? What does it mean? And where does it take place? Where does it lie? As for intention, linguistically, in the Arabic language, there are many words which are used for it. You have the word niyya, which is the most common and popular. Then you have the word irada, which is, I guess, a good translation of it would be to want. And then you have qasd, which again can be translated as desire. These are three general words which are used for the word intention. And now, the type of intention that we need to have is called a niyya which is mukhlas, or a niyya which is khalis, meaning it has to be a pure intention. So when we talk about the purity of intentions, what we mean by that is that we do something only for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it only to seek closeness to Him. And then the intention which is impure, or it is mixed with other goals and other purposes, then that intention is an intention which is rejected, and that is something which is other than our topic today. And actually, towards the end of the talk, we might get into it. So now, where does the intention actually take place? The intention takes place in the heart. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in Al-Ubudiyyah that the station of the intention is in the heart, except in one situation. What is the one situation where the intention does not only take place in the heart, but also takes place on your tongue as well? Does anyone know? Salah? Hajj? Anyone else? Zakah? Maybe some? Tayyib. The most common answers are Hajj and Salah. From these two, one of them is correct and one of them is incorrect. As for Hajj, we have a clear text from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, when you make Hajj and Umrah, then pronounce your intention. You say, Allahumma labbayka bil Umrah, or Allahumma labbayka bil Hajj. That, oh Allah, I am responding to your call through Hajj, or oh Allah, I am responding to your call in Umrah. This is established from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for pronouncing the intention in Salah, this is a misconception that a lot of the people have, that before they stand up for Salah, before they begin the Salah and do the Takbir to Ihram, they'll stand there for a couple of minutes, and sometimes you'll hear them mumble something, sometimes they'll actually say quite loud, so you can make out what they're trying to say. And they'll say, oh Allah, I'm standing, you know, facing towards your Qibla, and I'm about to pray 4 rak'ahs for Salatul Dhuhr. Now, this is something, in all honesty, that I was even taught growing up as a child. That I was taught and told that this is part of our religion, and this is the only way to establish the Salah. Whereas in actuality, we have nothing narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his companions, or of the Imams that came after them, that they would do this. So in terms of Salah, your intention is in your heart, and your heart alone. When you begin your Salah, you stand up facing the Qibla and you know what you're praying inside. You know you're about to pray 4 rak'ahs Salatul Dhuhr, and you say your Takbiratul Ihram and you start your Salah. But you don't pronounce anything on your tongue.